One who reads the first prakim of this week's parsha that describe Yaakov's anticipation for an eventual meeting with Esav has to be surprised at the transformation that occurs from it and the difference between Yaakov's expectations and the actual meeting. As we read in the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov sends agents to Esav, tells them to send his greetings and with presents, etc. He hears that Esav is coming with 400 men. And the Torah tells us, Pasuk Chet, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo. Yaakov is very afraid and in pain, and unnerved by it. And he immediately prepares for war. He tries to still send gifts, but he divides the camp. He starts davening to be saved. He assumes the worst. It's interesting because if we look at the first part of Sefer Bereishit, nowhere does it describe one of the Avos being afraid. Yaakov is the first and only of the Avos who we're told is afraid. And that's, of course, the basis of the psukim that we find in Sefer Yeshaya and in Yirmiyah, which talk about Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Yeshayahu Perek Mem Dalet, Yirmiyah Perek Lamed, Perek Mem Vav, and of course the inspiration for the song sung at the Malach Malka, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Amar Hashem Li Yaakov, Bacha Hashem Bi Yaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. And I think this is also why we talk about in Psuke de Zimra, the God of Yaakov being there to help us. Ashrei She'el Yaakov Be'ezro, Sivro Al Hashem Elokav. Is it not the God of Avram and Yitzchak who helps us? Yaakov is the one who felt in the most strongest way, in the strongest way, the need for Hashem's help. Considering the beginning of the parsha and Yaakov's expectations, it's surprising that when Yaakov actually meets Esav, it's almost disappointing. It's almost non-climactic in the sense that they hug and go their separate ways. Was Yaakov wrong? Was Esav coming for war? Not coming for war? And of course, the Parshanim discussed this. But the question I want to ask is, why did Yaakov approach Esav when he saw him? He divided his camp so that when they met each other, they would run in two different directions. Why did that not happen? I think the answer is because of what happened in between. After we're told of Yaakov's assumption of the worst and preparations for war, but before the actual meeting, we have that strange nocturnal meeting and battle between Yaakov and what the Torah describes as an ish. And the Torah tells us that Yaakov had to struggle, and of course his leg was hurt, and we commemorate that by not eating the Gidon Asher. Obviously it's of significance for us. The question is, what is the significance? How does it lead to the transformation of Yaakov? One thing that's interesting is that I think Yaakov himself references this. Because if you look in Paraklam and Gimel Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayomer Yaakov, Al na, im na matzati chen be'einecha, he says to Esav, V'lakachta minchati miyadi, ki al kein ra'iti fanecha kiraot p'nei Elokim v'tirtzeni. Seeing your face is like seeing the face of a god, of a power. I think the relationship between Yaakov's reference here and the Torah's description of Yaakov's change of name in Perek Lamed Bet, Vayomer Lo Yaakov Yamer Ot Shemecha Ki Im Yisrael Ki Sarita Im Elokim V'Im Anashim V'Tuchal. Yaakov's name changes to Yisrael, interestingly in this story, because of his ability to struggle with and stand his ground against this power, this godly type power. Yaakov now feels emboldened, and he says to Esav, seeing you is like seeing a god, which Esav is presumably flattered by, but for Yaakov, like seeing a god that I saw last night and was able to conquer. I think this is why Chazal identified the Ish as Saro Shel Esav. I don't know if his DNA actually was Saro Shel Esav, but clearly he played a role in for Yaakov as struggling Ki'ilu against Esav and giving him the strength to face Esav. I want to focus, though, on one particular pasuk about that encounter. We're told, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Vayikachem vayavirim et hanachal vayaver et hashelo. Yaakov is passing everybody, his family, his possessions over the river. And then it says in Pasuk Chav Hei, Vayivater Yaakov livado, Vayavek ish imo adalot hashachar. The relationship between the two clauses in the pasuk is strange. What's the relationship between Vayivater Yaakov Levado and Vayavek Ishimo? Are the two connected? He was alone and he had to struggle with someone? And I think the answer has two dimensions to it. The first is simple. When are we most vulnerable? When we're alone. And I think this vulnerability is not only in the physical sense that we don't have anyone to help us, it's in the emotional sense that we feel alone. That's when a person's worst nightmares occur and when he's challenged by his worst nightmares. I believe it's not coincidental that demons are out at night, that people's own demons they feel susceptible to at night. But I think there's another aspect here that the Medrash speaks about, and that is that when a person is alone, on the one hand, they don't feel the natural strength they would often feel. On the other hand, they can feel the real strength that they have inside. If we look later on, it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayar ki lo yacholo, the Ish sees he can't take down Yaakov, and he gives him the low blow, below the belt, and hurts his leg. Why Vayar ki lo yacholo? Sforno explains, L'rov dveikuto tamid bekel yiparach. The Ish felt, Yaakov is alone, we can take him down. But he discovered that he's not alone. Gam ki elech begeit salmavet lo yiraraki atayim adi. Yaakov is not alone because he has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we only find out about those relationships and the power of those relationships when we're alone and have nothing else to rely upon. And this is how the Radak, the Rashbam, explain why Yaakov was hit in the leg and why we commemorate. Yaakov was trying to run away from Esau. The Ish was trying to teach him that he didn't need to run away because the relationship he has with Hashem should be strong enough to give him the ability to face any challenge. I think this is the message of the Medrash that I made reference to a moment ago that connects this pasuk, which mentions the word levado, to a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Bet, which describes Hashem as being levado. V'nizgav Hashem levado b'yom ahu. The Medrash makes the connection, of course, between these two things, but I think the point is very simple. A person is alone and vulnerable, but Hashem is also described as levado, and that is meant to teach us that. We're never really alone, and we have the strength of the one who's described as levado, that maybe we only appreciate the need for when we're alone, but at that moment we can appreciate the fact that we have that relationship. And that, I think, is the message we need to take away from the parsha. We don't need to run from our enemies. We don't need to be so afraid that we're so much under pressure that we can't be confident. We can have the ability and should face our enemies with the confidence that even when we're alone in the world, as the Jewish people feel like we are today, V'nizgav Hashem levado b'yomahu. God is also described that way, and He stands with us. And when He does, and we appreciate that, the world will see that they can't take us down. Shabbat Shalom.